Have you ever wondered, why are the host and chalice lifted up by the priest during Mass? The lifting up of the host and chalice by the celebrant is called elevation. This is done four times. First, when they are raised slightly above the altar at the preparation of the gifts. Second, when they are shown to the people immediately after the words of institution have been said over them. Third, during the great doxology wherein the Amen is said by the whole congregation. And fourth, when the priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God." The elevation is a gesture of offering, concluding the doxology. In the early church, Eucharist was also used for celebration of the gifts. They symbolize the thanks offered over them, and because they are identified as the body and blood of Christ, they become part of the acceptable sacrifice. The Amen that concludes the great Thanksgiving prayer is the culmination of the very heart of the liturgy. The bread and wine are elevated through the entire doxology. This brings into harmony the theology of the Eucharist, the liturgical text, and the bodily action. The doxology of the Eucharistic prayer is highlighted by the combination of a strong gesture, strong music, and strong text. This practice of elevating the bread started in the 13th century. Later, the elevation of the chalice was also added. By the Middle Ages, the people became mere spectators of the Mass as the priest began to turn his back while reciting the Eucharistic prayers in a low voice in Latin. Community participation slowly disappeared. People only came to witness the consecration, wandering from church to church just to be present during the elevation of the wafer-like host. Mass became about viewing the host, especially for a longer time rather than partaking of Christ in the communal meal. For some scholars, the failure to adopt to a language in the Mass that was familiar to the people created the separation. The liturgy was enacted by the priest for and on behalf of the community rather than together with them. The reverence is maintained today when the people genuflect as the priest lifts and shows consecrated host and wine to them. We must remember that the entire Eucharistic prayer is a consecratory act as whole. No words or action within the prayer should be singled out as more important or sacred. After the Thanksgiving prayer, the bread and wine now belong to the world of communion with the risen Lord and assume a new reality of His presence. This transformation carries the hope that we will also share the promise of the Holy Spirit given to the Christian community. The Lord's presence in the bread and wine is related to the presence in the community, in the word, and in the prayer.